where to begin? I could watch Tessa Thompson play a plant. I could watch her just sit around reading for 6 hours. She doesn't really need to do anything to be intensely magnetic and watchable. And Sylvie's Love, you know, we keep bringing her up. She is the star of this film, but it's very much a romance. It's a 1950s Harlem set summer romance that develops into something larger, something a bit more meaningful, or, you know, is, as they talk about in the film, extraordinary. It's all about that one love that you don't expect. It might be a fling that develops into something else. It might be a marriage, but it's the one that sticks with you no matter what age you are, no matter where you find yourself in your life. And it's just glorious to watch. There's nothing overly complicated about this film. It's pretty straightforward. It's pretty simple. It's very palatable. It's very gorgeously shot. It's a period piece about beautiful people who love music and fall in love with each other. And it's not that deep, and it doesn't need to be. It's just really lovely to watch something where there isn't drama, where there isn't trauma, where there isn't people suffering. It's just beautiful people in the summer falling in love over jazz and, you know, themselves. It's right. Wonderful. It's really rare, actually, to see films that are kind of uncomplicatedly romantic.
What was the Barry Jenkins follow-up to Moonlight?
Beale Street.
Kind of Beale Street could talk, was it that kind of vibe?
Yes. I mean, it's beautiful people falling in love, but I'd say that Beale Street has a lot more darkness to it.
Right. Okay.
It's got a lot more intensity, and this is fluffier. And I don't mean that in a bad way.
Nice fluff.
I mean in a sense that it's nice fluff. Sometimes we need a little bit of fluff. We want to just relax. We want to see beautiful, charismatic actors on screen. We want to see beautiful set pieces and costumes. I'm not even a jazz person, and I enjoyed the jazz in this film. It's all about finding that kind of intense love for something. They talk a lot about music in this film. I believe the director, Eugene Ash, is a very big music fan. Maybe, I'm not sure, but perhaps specifically jazz, because you can feel the love for the form through this film. And it's nice to watch. Don't expect too much of it. Just dive into it, enjoy it, revel in the beauty of them.